This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we wrap up the Psalter with Psalm 150, breeze through Jude, and land back in Proverbs 21. Everything that is breath, the faith once delivered, building up yourselves. The Lord weighs the heart, and whoever wanders from the way. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
us in the true faith.
Reading from 2 Kings chapter 5. Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and in high favor, because by him the Lord had given victory to Syria. He was a mighty man of valor, but he was a leper. Now the Syrians on one of their raids had carried off a little girl from the land of Israel, and she worked in the service of Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, "Would that my lord were with the prophet who is in Samaria. He would cure him of his leprosy." So Naaman went in and told his lord, "Thus and so spoke the girl from the land of Israel." And all the king of Syria said, "Go now, and I will send a letter to the king of Israel." And so he went, taking with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 changes of clothing. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, which read, When this letter reaches you, know that I have sent you to Naaman my servant, that you may cure him of his leprosy. And when the king of Israel read the letter, he tore his clothes and said, Am I God, to kill and to make alive, that this man sends word to me to cure a man of his leprosy? Only consider and see how he is seeking a quarrel with me. But when Elijah, the man of God, heard the king of Israel had torn his clothes, he sent to the king, saying, Why have you torn your clothes? Let him now come to me, that he may know that there is a prophet in Israel. So Naaman came with his horses and chariots and stood at the door of Elisha's house. And Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored, and you shall be clean. But Naaman was angry and went away, saying, Behold, I thought that he would surely come out to me and stand and call upon the name of the Lord his God and wave his hand over the place and cure the leper. Are not Abana and Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. But his servants came near and said to him, My father, it is a great word the prophet has spoken to you. Will you not do it? Has he actually said to you, Wash and be clean? So he went down and dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the word of the man of God. And his flesh was restored, like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
Lord,
to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Grace and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Greetings also from your brothers and sisters in Norway and Iceland. It's a joy to be here today and this week with you. Naaman was not an ordinary man. No, he was a great man, a mighty man of valor, and high in favor, because the Lord had given victory to Syria through him. However, this highly regarded general had a problem. He was a leper. It did not matter how well he had succeeded in this life, for there was a huge problem if the story were to be a happy one. This terrible skin disease made people sick and unclean, and they were separated from ordinary communal life. So though Naaman was a highly regarded man, he had a problem he could not fix on his own. He could not make himself well or clean. Being a leper, as Naaman, was a terrible lot in life, and you were sick and you were unclean through this disease. However, there is a problem much greater that makes all men unclean, not just through the outer appearance, but unclean in the very heart itself, and that is sin. This sin has infected us all, from the lowest servant and small children to the highest and most prominent leaders or athletes. Men might be great, high in favor, and mighty in valor. Men might be high church leaders, prominent professors, pastors, diligent students and workers, or admirable stay-at-home mothers. However, there was or is a but in everyone's story after the fall in sin and the description of man. We all once were in a desperate and hopeless situation, and no man-made medical treatment or good work of ours, could make us clean again from this wicked sin. We were like Naaman, in need of help from someone else to become clean. In Naaman's desperate situation, we are told about a nobody, a slave girl from Israel, who comes with the solution. God's mighty prophet Elisha can cure, she says. Through the words of the servant girl, and with the blessing of his king, he goes away, brings a lot of money, and sets out on a journey to buy his freedom and help back again. He goes to the king, but the king of Israel cannot kill and make alive again. So he is sent to God's prophet instead. However, finally coming to the prophet, he at first despises the words of the prophet as though this solution was too simple and ordinary. He might regard it most likely as a mockery from the prophet, and therefore he goes away enraged. He had washed himself many times, and what makes this water in Israel so special now that he suddenly could become clean and well? In our desperate situation, God did also send people to bring us to him and his promises, and still does so. Lowly servants, normal members, and ordinary Christians who might be thought of as nobody. These men and women live in the ordinary callings, working or taking care of their children. They're all over the world telling people about the man who can cure us from our sins, inviting people to come to the church where there is a cure, and as parents, bringing the small babies to the church. Grown-up humans, especially, are unfortunately, though, way too often searching for a cure for this sickness through good works and religious activities. If we just pray enough, do enough good, praise God enough, live ascetic enough, maybe we can have peace and be cured from our uncleanness. However, that is not the solution when it comes to the cleansing of the heart of unbelief and sin. We need someone who can kill and make alive again. No king and no silver or gold or any outwardly extraordinary activity can cure our disease. Only the man of God and his promise. So Naaman needs to realize, and we need to be reminded of. In the life of Naaman, we hear again that some servant steps in and becomes crucial in this great act soon to take place in Naaman's life. He needs to be reminded of the great promise and words connected to the water. He needs to be reminded about that it's not about the power of the water in itself, but the word of God connected to the water. The word activates the water, not the other way around. Finally, he believes the words and goes and dips himself seven times, and his skin becomes like the flesh of a little child. An unclean man becomes clean. Naaman's hope was not in vain, and neither are ours, or was ours, even though we have a bigger problem. Unclean and wicked, separated from God, God chose to come down to us in the person of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was baptized to his death and was raised to life on the third day. In his baptism, he took upon himself all our sins and was washed to the cross. He cleansed the baptismal water itself with his holy and precious blood. He was Joshua, and he was the Ark of the Covenant, the place where God dwelled. He was the Ark of the Covenant that went into the River Jordan to clear the way so the rest could go over to the Promised Land. He was the Jonah, thrown into the water while the ship became his church, through his sacrificial baptismal dying and rising. He is the one who can kill and make alive today. And so he did in your baptism and continues to do so throughout your whole life. In baptism, we see ordinary water with the promise of God, despised by man for its lowliness, but a comfort and joy for his people. For we read in Ephesians chapter 5 that Christ cleansed the church by the washing of the water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. And in 1 Peter, we read that baptism corresponds to the ark that was brought safely through the water and now saves us, not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. In Titus chapter 3, we are correctly diagnosed as ones being foolish, disobedient, led astray, slaves to various passions and pleasures, passing our days in malice, envy, hated by others and hating others. And so were also you. But when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us not because of our works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ, our Savior. The rivers of Damascus and the waters of Israel can cleanse you from outward uncleanliness, but they in themselves cannot cleanse your heart and make you clean and righteous before God. However, with the promise connected to the water, any water in the world can bring a sinner who is under the dominion of the devil into the kingdom of God's Son. Any water poured out in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit cleanses us by the very blood that was poured out on the cross for the whole world. Christ is still today killing and making people alive for the whole world. People alive by joining sinners to his death and resurrection. You will not find him in high places of the world where the kings are, or among false and wicked faith healers, but in the churches where there is faithful preaching of his word and administration of his sacraments. This very Christ, who once walked around healing lepers, is still the one who calls men to his church through the lips of his church, the people of God, and through the arms of parents. He is still the one who does wondrous work through insignificant means and through lowly servants put in the office to deliver these gifts. Therefore, brothers and sisters, fellow redeemed, let not the sin clinging to you make you despair. Let not the sin you struggled with yesterday make you give up. Repent, confess the sins, and trust in the same promise that once was given to you, and walk boldly in newness of life, fleeing sin and doing good, with your hearts cleansed in the blood of Jesus. Amen. May so the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your minds and hearts in Christ Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
O Lord, hear my prayer. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting Father, you give your children many blessings, even though we are undeserving. In every trial and temptation, grant us steadfast confidence in your loving kindness and mercy. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, your mercies are new unto us every morning, and though we have not deserved your goodness, you abundantly provide for all our wants of body and soul. Give us your Holy Spirit, that we may heartily acknowledge your merciful goodness toward us, give thanks for all your benefits, and serve you in willing obedience. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit, be with us all.